Unit 5. The Arabian Horse. Arabs have always loved horses. They spent years breeding the best, and they won blue ribbons. But they did not rely on ribbons. Stronger proof showed that they were the best. This proof was this. Their horses were chosen by the world's breeders. The breeders would buy a horse. This horse was the stud. They would use it to breed others. In this way, breeders got a head start. They started with a great horse. They reap the work of years of Arab breeding. What makes this horse so good? Here are some of the good points. The bones of the horse are dense as ivory, so it has fewer leg problems. The U.S. Army put horses to a 300-mile test. Only 15% of the pure Arabians had leg problems. Of pure thoroughbred horses, 90% came down with sore legs. How about a test for endurance? The Arabian horse went miles. It carried a heavy load, too. It just did not tire. Why? It took an X-ray to give the answer. The horse has a short back. It has one bone less than other horses. This gives it a strong back. This gives it a straight back. That's why it can carry a heavy load. It is hard to find a horse with so many good points. There is still a further good point. The horse is a beauty. The beauty comes from the way the horse is put together. The proportions are perfect. There is no part in excess. There are no extremes. All parts are in perfect balance. The neck is set just right. The flaring nostrils take in air easily. The rib cage holds lots of air. This makes long distances easy to travel. The Arab breeders did a perfect job.